Tony McCaffrey, I suppose from your own point of view, you've been at Croke Park before, you've been there in big days, so it holds no real fear, does it?
Oh no, well obviously any day you go out there's a bit of fear, but you just have to take that with you and drive it on to play better. But no, going into Croke Park, it's just another pitch at the end of the day. It's nice to be playing there, but you want to be playing well if you're out there.
Well, you were one of the youngsters in 2018 when Tyrone last played there. You're now one of the more established players, vice-captain of the side. Nice honour, first of all.
Yeah, great. Definitely great to represent your club and county as vice-captain, but it means nothing really. You can just be a leader to the rest of the girls, but there's plenty of them in the squad.
And a lot of those girls are new to the setup, aren't they?
Okay, from 2018, I think there's only five of us left. So there's definitely a new squad. We've rebuilding the last few years, and look, are bringing us on.
And a lot of the younger girls have performed well this year. Is that a surprise, maybe, the fact that there was 19 come into the squad and so many of them have stepped up?
Look, no. Tyrone's a proud football in county. There's clubs there, Carrickmore, Oma, they're all big clubs, big names. The younger girls coming in are great. They're driving the thing on. I think the age of the squad's very young, so yeah, it's great to see.
Now, your own point of view, obviously, coming into this game, it's unprecedented for Tyrone, first of all, to go unbeaten in the league in the last few years, and then you're taking on a Kildare side who obviously have so much experience.
Okay, Kildare's been in a great run the past 2 years. Obviously going up to senior there last year, but look, if they're able to do it, why can't we as such? But okay, it's great to be unbeaten. The last few years we were struggling with relegation battles, so it's great to be in the other end of the table this year.
Well, the first time Tyrone have been up since 2016, obviously, and going another direction, Cork, maybe it's a change coming. Can you see that?
Okay, yeah, well, there's other teams pushing on. I think Meath really drove other teams on when they came up from Division 3 and won the All-Ireland. So there's teams definitely looking at them and saying, why can't we or what? But not Cork, them going down, obviously. God knows what happens in the squads, or I'm sure it's not going to stop them. But yeah, it's great to see the Tyrone finally up in Division 1 again.
It's been a long time coming, obviously. But as you said, you've drew with Kildare, who are a senior team, and of course there's been some great results against other senior teams this year. I'm thinking the likes of Donegal recently.
Okay, yeah, Donegal, probably our best game of the league. We really wanted that game. We targeted it because it was, if we won that, we were up. But no, Donegal's a great side too, and we take great learnings from them sides in Ulster. So look, it was great to beat them, and there's plenty more battles ahead.
Plenty more battles. Nothing bigger, obviously, in Croke Park and Kildare. A good Kildare side, as you said, a strong Kildare side. Lots of household names.
Yeah, you have Roisin Byrne there. She's top scorer at the minute, so she'll be hard stopped. There's too many to name,
yeah.
Really. They're strong senior players, and a few of the girls said that when they came up against them in the league, you'd know you're playing a senior team. No, it's great to get playing, test yourself with senior girls.
Great run in the league, some great scores, some great performances, but it all comes down to Croke Park, a big test. But it's a test that Tyrone don't fear. And obviously there's a lot of girls there who have played at minor level right through and schools level as well. That certainly helps, doesn't it?
Okay, definitely. There's girls with plenty of experience under their belt playing finals. Them younger girls, they've won plenty in underage championships with schools in St. Kieran's and Loretto there. You've plenty of good schools bringing these girls on and clubs bringing them on. So no, we've nothing to fear. Look, we're already promoted, and like if we get the win, it'll be great, but there's no pressure on us really.
Promotion was the key, obviously. Now Sean O'Kane is in charge. He was in charge last year. It was a building process. Barry Grimes returned this year. You've worked with Barry before. Obviously he's a big influence, isn't he?
Okay, yeah, Barry's great. Barry knows his coaching now, and he knows how to coach the girls. He's been with teams now for the past 10 or 12 years, maybe more. And he just knows how to get the girls on board, and trainings are tough, and every girl enjoys going to them.
It's a good to have Barry back. Good backroom team with Sean, obviously, as well. But at club level, probably none better than Ryan McMenamin, who's been in charge of the McCartan side for so many years now. He's lost the championship last year. I'm sure there's an urge to get back to the top table again.
Okay, Ricey's great. Like, I can't say a bad word about him. He's a great coach.
Come after you if you did, wasn't it?
He's a great coach now, and obviously you want to be playing at the best and the top table, so hopefully we can do that again this year.
And no pressure, obviously, going into this final. As you said, you are promoted. The championship isn't far away either. Important maybe for Tyrone to win that intermediate title again in Ulster.
Look, we'll take one game at a time. We've Monaghan first now in a semi-final. They'll be hard to beat. They're going well there the past few weeks, so they'll be training away for the next 4 weeks. But this game against Kildare will only benefit us going into the championship.